This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. We are at the Metropolitan Health Group office at 4454 Transcontinental, and you can bring by these grocery goods all week long if you'd like, and we'll make sure they get to Second Harvest Food Bank. And joining us right now actually is Natalie Jairo, President and CEO of the Second Harvest Food Bank. Natalie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for inviting me, and thank you so much to Metropolitan Health Group for this tremendous opportunity.
Bobby Harvey and his team have been great corporate partners on so many different fronts, and we certainly appreciate that. Give us kind of an update of what's going on at Second Harvest.
So, and I was thrilled to hear that one of your team members was a board member 30 years ago for us.
Awesome.
So we were kind of talking about how things may have changed a little bit. So we're doing about 40 million meals a year now across South Louisiana. We cover 23 parishes from the Mississippi to the Texas borders. You know, we're really the place where the community comes together to solve this issue of food insecurity. You know, from a former life, what that was like. We depend on the folks that volunteer their time. We depend on people that donate their money. We depend on the food drives like the one you're doing here today. And we just kind of take all this incredible generosity and try to do good things with it. One of the things that I wanted to talk about today in particular, because we're here, is our connection with healthcare. Because we know hunger in this country is really about nutrition and health. So I love this connection. Increasingly, we're doing pantries in oncology departments of major hospitals. We have a rolling grocery store that sells discounted groceries, and we take that into what we call food desert areas. And one of those happens to be Lafayette General. Mm-hmm. And so when people come in to get their Medicare and Medicaid treatments, they can shop at our mobile grocery store and then get transported home again. So we're always looking for that opportunities to do more with what we've got and work in partnership.
Absolutely. And you guys are, I understand, in an expansionary mode, too. Y'all are really, I know what went on in the southwest portion of Louisiana, and you were trying to manage a lot of that from afar, which is tough.
Yes, thank you. We were so grateful to get a couple of sizable gifts recently, well, in the last few years, partly as a result, I think, of the work we did in COVID and the work we've done so many years with disasters. But that gave us the opportunity to think a little bit further ahead than we've done in the past. So we have a facility in Lake Charles. We purchased the facility we lease in Lafayette. And with the diocese down in Homa-Thibodeau, we're renovating another facility. And we know that that is the answer to getting more food into those areas. Because as you rightly point out, sending things out from New Orleans takes an hour and a half to get down to Houma. We can only put so much on a truck. We can only get so many donations from our local grocery stores and transport it back and forth. So having the good fortune to be able to think ahead, we're so grateful. Now we're going to be able to serve the entire southern part of the state and do a better job in each. That will free up resources here, make a bigger difference in the greater New Orleans area, too.
Yeah, it's always good to have that forward command post, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
right, or that advanced team out there. I mean, I know you guys were trying to run these operations, traveling back and forth from New Orleans. When we are faced with a storm, it's difficult. What normally takes an hour might be a 3.5-hour trek.
Absolutely.
Everything gets slowed down, and I know you guys are like me. I was always impatient. You wanted to get the stuff there.
Oh, yes.
Yesterday, right?
We want to be there to help the minute. You know, we in disasters, we like to talk about being here beforehand so the mm-hmm. community knows us. They know to call on us. We talk to all our emergency managers beforehand. So we go to work alongside the National Guard and our first responders. And then for the recovery, as long as it takes for families to put their lives back together and their communities back together. So, yeah, you've got an operations background. It's a big logistics thing for us. The closer we can get to a community and a neighborhood, the more difference that we can make and the more decisions we can make in the neighborhood, which helps the neighborhood tremendously.
And I know that you know the connection that my wife's family had to your location. My father-in-law ran a cold storage public warehousing right there where y'all are. We ultimately ended up able to sell that facility to you guys, and I understand it's worked out masterfully.
It has. I'm so grateful every day I walk into that and think about your family's connection with us. I think FEMA ran that warehouse after Hurricanes Katrina and Rita, and we had some offsite storage there. Mm-hmm. But when it was time for us to expand, your wife's family made it possible, you know, made that deal possible for us to go from a 30,000 square foot warehouse to a 200,000 square foot warehouse. And I will tell you, we fill every ounce of it now. Every ounce of it. We could use more space. In fact, we had to lease some space recently for more food, but that's what's allowed us to get to 40 million meals. The food is out there. We just needed a place to store it and a place to bring trucks in and out to kind of move it around the whole southern part of the state. So we built a kitchen, the first thing we did.
I remember seeing that kitchen. Uh-huh. It was absolutely incredible.
More than a million meals a year now. So proud of the fact that we work with 5 councils on aging. We really, really are focused on our seniors as well as our kids. Kids after school and summer feeding programs, seniors, we know that that's an overlooked, vulnerable group of folks. So the fact that we're now doing the Meals on Wheels program for 5 parishes and hopefully more in the future, and we focus on the quality of the food, and that's what we want our seniors to have, the same kind of food that we eat. So we're really proud of that and happy that you guys gave us the opportunity to do it.
And one of the things I miss was the old Thanksgiving thing.
Oh, yes.
You know, I had a benefactor that supported it, who always wanted to remain anonymous. You know who he
mm-hmm.
is. But we fed a lot of people.
You sure did.
It was great.
That was an incredible Thanksgiving effort. I think about it every year. We're now up to maybe 4,000 turkeys that we give out, but we purchase that product now. Not like you made that all possible for us, and that just helped us reach a lot of people. But I also loved working with the sheriff's department, because that's the connection, again, in the community, in the neighborhoods. You know where the need is. We're here to support, you know, the work that you want to do to reach out to the community.
So. Ran into one of the guys that was really the mover and shaker in that organization the other night at Drago's, and hadn't seen him mm-hmm. in a while, but you know, we talk about that all the time, and people really like coming together to do that.
You know, and this time of year is a time of year when people think about, you know, food banks and folks that may not have as much, and we generally raise a lot of funds at this time of year, but we use those funds to help support our organization year round. But I also think about this time of year as a time of hope. So, you know, it's tough to have to think about, how am I going to afford enough nutritious food? It's heartbreaking over the holidays to think you may not have enough for yourself and your family. So we're also giving people hope as well as the nutrition, and I think that's a huge
part of it. It's harder than ever right now.
Inflation.
I mean, food inflation. And I think it's harder in the food area than in most areas.
It absolutely is. And we've seen people talk about it, but the reality is, you know, we had hoped after COVID, for instance, that people would get back to work and it'd be easier to take care of themselves and their families, and that did not happen because of inflation. It has hit everyone. And we all know, we all see how much it costs us in the grocery store.
Well, you see it in the purchase products that y'all have to, you know.
Absolutely. So our operational costs go up as well. But, you know, I think about individuals. I certainly went through times in my life where I had to count my pennies, you know, decide how much money I was going to put have for gas and how much I was going to use to buy groceries. And oh my gosh, I can't imagine what it's like for folks in grocery stores now. So I love the mobile market program because that's a fairly new one for us, but we buy that product and then sell it for about 30% less than you can get in a retail store. And we go into communities. So we had a councilman approach us for the Avondale Waggaman area, and now we do a weekly mobile market there in a community where there isn't a retail grocery store. And it's just had, it has tremendous, and the council person, Councilman Lee, said to us, the number one thing I hear from my folks, I remember you telling me this too, with all the work you did as sheriff, the number one thing that shocks him is how many people were food insecure in his community.
How many people don't have a hot meal?
We
had that experience with our band program. How many kids, when they would write back to us, what did they like most about the band camp, or this was not the uniform, was not all the stuff that we gave them. It was the hot meal that we served them every day.
And we love that, because if we can bring a hot meal to a library, to a healthcare entity, we're doing more and more home deliveries now because some people can't make it to our partners, our 500 partners. The more that we can do that, we hope that we're adding an enticement. Come to the program, you learn band, you participate in an activity, and you get a good meal to eat. So it's a win-win, and that's what makes, this, that's what we love to see.
We have someone walking in with groceries right now. We really appreciate that. But Natalie, thank you so much for joining us today. I know you're busy at this time of year. We appreciate it, and we certainly appreciate Metropolitan Health Group and all that they've done. They've been great corporate partners on so many different fronts, and I think you will create a great partner relationship with these folks as well.
It is wonderful to be here. Thank you, Metropolitan Health Group. Thank you again for the opportunity. It's so good to spend time with you.
It's good to see you. It's been a long time.
It has
been a while.
And all the ways you've been a leader in our community to make things happen.
Well, thank you so much. And best of luck to you. And Merry Christmas and happy
Merry
holidays.
Christmas and happy holidays to you and your family.
And I know you said you had 3 grandkids now.
Yes.
So that's
it's all about grandbabies.
That's the priority
love. Oh, it is. Absolutely. I can't wait to spend time with them.
All righty. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We're broadcasting live from Metropolitan Health Group at 4454 Transcontinental Drive. They're open all day today, tomorrow, the next day. They'll be taking these contributions. Or if you want to make a donation, you can call the Second Harvest Food Bank at 504-355-0025. We'll be right back.